long lines, heavy rains, and believe it or not, insects on Mars.
We've got a little bit of everything today.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
It's Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amanda Lee. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is your hyper local news podcast brought to you every week by the BG Podcast Network and the Gwinnett Daily Post. But before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today in history.
In 1947, the year my mother was born, Chuck Yeager breaks the sound barrier.
Martin Luther King Jr. wins the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964.
And in 2007, the reality show that made a whole family famous for no reason at all, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, premiered on MTV. Now, today's top story is brought to you by our friends at Peggy Slappy Properties.
Even with 9 early voting sites open in Gwinnett County, the first days of early voting brought out crowds of voters, resulting in long lines at every site. The worst wait? 8 hours at the election headquarters on Monday, although several other sites also reported wait times of at least 3 hours.
Officials attributed the long lines to the hotly contested presidential election, as well as pandemic precautions such as social distancing, which limits the number of voting machines that can be used.
While officials hesitate to speculate on the total turnout numbers for Gwinnett in this election, more than 140,000 absentee ballots had already gone in the mail to Gwinnett voters as of last Friday. Of course, you can count on the Daily Post to keep you up to date with the latest voter information throughout this election cycle.
And remember, folks, you can vote early up until the week before election, so stretch it out a little bit. Everybody don't have to be there the first or second day. Heavy rains that moved through Metro Atlanta this weekend, well, they washed out train tracks in Lilburn. Yep, that's right. The rains washed out train tracks in Lilburn early Sunday morning, causing a train to derail. Several rail cars caught fire and prompted an evacuation of homes in the surrounding areas. Lieutenant Justin Wilson of the Gwinnett County Fire Department said firefighters were called to the scene of the derailment, which was on the CSX line near Main Street and Camp Creek Parkway at 1:43 a.m. That's a rude awakening, isn't it, Amanda? A 911 caller said two CSX employees were trying to get out of the train and they were taking on water. Firefighters were already in the area looking into reports of woods on fire on Bailey Drive, which they discovered was related to the train derailment. Lilburn police were able to pull the train conductor and engineer to safety near Main Street, and they were taken to a local hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Crews were able to bring the fire under control and deem the air quality back to safe levels by around 5:30 that morning, and residents were allowed to return to their homes. What do you do when a fireman bangs on your door at 1:30 and says, "Get out, there's a train that's been derailed"?
I'm wondering if a bunch of people were sleeping in their cars.
That's what I'm wondering, because where do you go? The Waffle House? Oh, hold on, the Waffle House isn't open 24 hours all the place now with COVID. That's a rough Sunday night.
It is a rough Sunday night.
Yes.
Gwinnett County health officials are teaming up with Navigate Recovery Gwinnett to offer a drug used to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses to the community for free. The drug, known as Narcan, will be made available on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month to friends and family members of opioid users, as well as users themselves who want to have it on hand in case of an overdose. They must pick up the dose at 10 a.m. at Navigate Recovery's main office, Safe Harbor, which is located at 52 Gwinnett Drive in Lawrenceville. The only requirement to receive the dose is that people receiving it must undergo training on how to use it. Health officials say the best way to handle an overdose is to seek emergency medical care, but they also said that by working to reverse the effects of an overdose, Narcan can save an opioid user's life until first responders can arrive. For more information on this program, please see Kurt Yeoman's article at GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Gwinnett County is bringing out the big guns in the fight against COVID-19.
That's right. Find out how the county is using moms against the pandemic coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time has come for you and your family to buy, sell, or rent a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and her team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy and her team are a little different. Her team of 35-plus realtors realize that fostering strong relationships within the community is the key to their business. Peggy's team of professionals can work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes, new homes, rentals, with listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference is, at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call 24/7 at 770-271-5555. Peggy delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a
stable, dry foundation.
DeJuan Horn, a former basketball standout for the Comets of South Gwinnett, died of his injuries from an automobile accident Sunday afternoon in Alabama. The Anniston Star reported that the one-car accident occurred at about 1:15 p.m. on Interstate 20 near mile marker 152. Horn's car was headed westbound when he left the road and collided with a metal guardrail. He was transported to the UAB hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The cause of the accident is still under investigation, according to our friends at the Anniston Star. Horn, a 6'2" guard, played last season as a freshman at Dodge County Community College in Kansas, where he averaged 6.4 points. After a coaching change at Dodge County, he was given his release and signed with Lawson State Community College in Alabama for his sophomore season, according to social media accounts. Prayers go out to DeJuan Horn and his family and the entire South Gwinnett community.
Gwinnett County officials have deployed an old-fashioned yet highly effective weapon in its efforts to get residents to comply with public health guidelines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Moms!
Sweetie, this is your mother speaking.
I need you to listen to me with both ears.
Now, growing up, you probably thought that I was overprotective, but it was my job to make sure that you were safe.
And guess what? It still is.
So for the millionth time,
wash your hands.
Wash your hand. Wash your dang hands.
The county launched its new public health education campaign featuring real Gwinnett moms to highlight the importance of wearing face masks, frequently washing your hands, and practicing social distancing. The Listen to Gwinnett Moms campaign can be found at listentogwinnettmoms.com, and residents, particularly mothers in the county, are encouraged to share the information on social media using the hashtag ListenToGwinnettMoms.
Think about this, folks. If you think the bugs in your vegetable gardens are bad here on Earth, imagine what they might do on a mission to Mars. Gary Crawford with the USDA has more.
Space, the final frontier.
We will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond.
Oh, okay, okay. Stop the Star Trek music there. Yes, exploring space and going to Mars, a worthy goal, very romantic, adventuresome idea, but in reality, a very, very long and involved journey. First,
liftoff.
Getting there. A six-month trip. Then, the most challenging part. Our astronauts will have to stay on Mars for at least 2 years before the alignment of Earth and Mars would allow them to make the return trip. Now, how can a crew sustain itself for a year in space plus 2 years on Mars? Well, work on that problem's been going on for quite a long time. Back in 2007, we interviewed Luis Rodriguez, a researcher at the University of Illinois, and his job at that time...
designing an agricultural production system on the surface of Mars.
Now, that work's continuing on an engineering level, but let's say you can grow food crops on the space vehicle. What happens if a crop-eating and destroying insect pest ends up hitchhiking on the ship, reproduces, starts destroying the crops? That is what scientists are working on as we speak. Dr. David Shapiro Ilan is project co-director. He's a U.S. Department of Agriculture researcher at a lab in Byron, Georgia, and he thinks they've got a way to get rid of any insect pests that might threaten food crops in spacecraft by using certain types of small round worms called nematodes. Chances are they are inhabiting our yard and garden right now.
Even though many people don't know about them, they're all over the place.
He says there are many different kinds. Some of them can cause disease in people or animals. Some help break down organic matter in soils. But some of them kill insects, and it's those that are being studied for use as biological pest control agents on long space journeys.
So that way you don't have to rely on chemical insecticides floating around with you in space. You can have these safe, natural methods.
And so back in December and January,
we sent these beneficial nematodes to the space station to test whether or not they would function normally under the conditions of microgravity. So will they be able to move through soil, find an insect pest, kill it, and reproduce in it?
And the answer is yes, these little fellows performed perfectly just as they do on Earth. Of course, having seen the movie Alien 8 times, I was wondering if somehow these nematodes might turn into pests themselves on a long space flight.
Not these nematodes, no. They only infect insect hosts. They're the good guys.
Okay, the good guys. So we are just now a little bit closer to being able to travel to Mars to visit you, Marvin the Martian. Won't that be nice?
Oh, goody,
yes. Well, this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture on planet Earth.
Thank you for joining us for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your true hyperlocal news source.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode.
The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amanda Lee, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. For more information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.